Good afternoon. Please turn into your Bibles to Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, have God said, Yea, shall not eat of every tree of the garden. My mom listens to the Women Evolve podcast with Sarah Jakes Roberts. One of the segments in the podcast is Rescue Eve. This is where she takes stories of women and a few men in the headlines who have not made the best choices to see how we can show grace and compassion rather than judge. Sometimes we can rescue them, other times we can't. Just as the women in Rescue Eve catch a bad rep, Eve has been made the blame for sin. Some people say all she had to do was say no. Why does she have to mess it up for all of us? It's all Eve's fault. Well, today, we're going to see if we can rescue Eve, and hopefully we can rescue Adam, too. We are familiar with the story of Adam and Eve in the garden. God made it clear they could eat from every tree in the garden, except the tree of good and evil. If they ate from that tree, they would surely die. The Bible says the serpent was crafty. He was devious, scheming, and tricky. He took his time watching Eve. He waited for her to leave Adam's side and be alone. She wasn't too far away from him, but she was far enough that Adam could not protect her from the tricks of the serpent. Much like Eve, we have moments where we go too far away from what can protect us. We get so wrapped up in doing life, we get distracted and find ourselves in places we should not be, disconnected and alone. We don't have the right friends to encourage us. Sometimes we're comfortable talking to some church folk and family. Social media does not help either. It makes it hard to stay focused. We begin to question who we are and whose we are, if we have enough and if we are enough. The serpent begins to talk to Eve. He didn't waste any time trying to trip her up. He knew this was his opportunity, and he had to work quickly. According to Genesis 3, verse 4, she knew the consequence of eating from the tree of good and evil from the very beginning. Where did Eve make the mistake? Sister White says she accepted the words of the serpent that did not mean what he said. They distrusted God and felt he was restricting their freedom and thought they would have great wisdom if they transgressed his laws. The serpent said in verse 4, you will not surely die. God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Eve was deceived into not believing the truth of God's word. I would imagine if I were in the garden or if Adam were close enough and Satan still had the guts to tempt her, we would say, girl, look at what you have. God created you in his own image. You are already like him. Everything he created was good, and it can't get any better than this. Girl, don't trust that thing. Eve was tempted with the idea that she wasn't enough. When she heard that she would be like God, knowing good and evil, she felt there was something missing. She wanted to be like God. Sister White says, it wasn't that Eve believed Satan, she chose not to believe God. Her desire to be like God and knowing what he knew was greater and more appealing than her to being obedient. Girl, we get it. Much like Eve, we make choices every day to transgress God's laws and go beyond boundaries he sets. We think we know what is best for us and we choose to do what we want. We are clear on the things that are pleasing to God and the things that are not. We know what will separate us from him. We know the things that will separate us from him. Somehow we find ourselves faced with having to make a choice like Eve. And like Eve, we reason there has to be more out there that God isn't telling us, or we just know better than he does. We are deceived and we disobey. If we have never done it, we will. If we have done it, then we can throw Eve a life raft. Genesis 3 verse 6 and 7 tells us, Eve ate the fruit and gave it to her husband. It was good and their eyes were open. Eve was deceived. Adam chose to eat the fruit. You heard that? Adam chose to eat the fruit. Adam watched Eve fall into temptation and sin. He knew he could either obey God or eat the fruit. Obeying God would mean he would be without his wife. The SDA commentary says, he cherished his wife so much, he intentionally disobeys God's command so he would not have to be without her. We don't know how long Adam was in the garden without Eve. We do know Adam saw the animals in pairs, but he did not have a helper right for him. So God made women for man. Adam absolutely loved and adored Eve. He valued her presence and their relationship. Eve was a part of him. If she died, then a part of him died too. Scholars say Eve was a stumbling block to Adam. He enjoyed his friendship with God. He knew there were blessings in store for those who were faithful to God. Adam lost sight of those blessings out of fear and losing the one gift he valued above everything and everyone else, Eve. His love for her was greater than his love for God. She was a part of him, and he could not handle the thought of being without her. How many of us have made decisions to do things because someone we care for has done it, or because we don't want to be left out or alone? How many of us have been the reason someone has found it hard to see Jesus? Many parents have done things for their children to support them, even when they make bad decisions. Me and my mom were watching a show called Chicago Med, and the girl, she was addicted to drugs, and she had heart failure, and she was trying to get something so that her heart could get better and heal. And in order for her to have it, she had to be clean. And the mother knew she wasn't clean, so she used her urine and gave it to the doctor. And the doctor had told the mother that if we give it to her, she have a seizure and most likely she'll die. And so they gave it to her, and she had a seizure, and she was really messed up. And the mother was she knew that was there, that consequence was there, but she just didn't want something to happen to her child. Some of the youth may have lied for a friend when we knew they were wrong. Although Adam was wrong and we make no excuses for his actions, we have experienced what Adam did in one way or another. So Adam, we are handing you a life jacket. God found them in the garden trying to hide from him. He called to them, but they were ashamed. They knew they were naked. They were not only without clothes, they were now naked without the protective covering of God. Adam and Eve probably reasoned that God would not allow them to die because he loved them so much. Surely he will pardon their sins and allow them to live. We know how that went. The problem with doing our own thing is we don't know what is best for us. Disobedience is sin. The wages of sin is death. Death is the consequence of sin, not just physical death, but spiritual death as well. Being disconnected from God, they both had a choice to make. Eat from the tree of life and live forever, or eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil and die. Just like Adam and Eve, we have the same choices to make. God warns us in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, the enemy of our souls is walking about like a roaring lion, scheming on us to swallow us up. How does it feel knowing someone is watching you to see where you are, weak? He knows our insecurities and uses those things to distract us. I don't know about you, but that makes me mad and a little bit scared. He's trying to figure out how he can use those things against you to tempt you and make you distrust and disobey God. We willingly believe the lie, or we can stand firm and accept the truth of God. In the end, men will not be condemned because they knowingly believed a lie because they did not believe the truth. God gives us his words so we won't be deceived. In reading the chapter, I realized there were two significant trees in the garden. I wonder why they couldn't just eat from the tree of life to rescue themselves from death. After all, it would allow them to live forever. Satan's plan was to get Adam and Eve to disobey and displease God. If God didn't forgive them, he hoped they would eat from the tree of life and continue in sin. They would be immortal sinners. People that would sin live forever and sin forever. Can you imagine that? The tree could not save them from sin or themselves. It would never help them to see their need for a Savior who could save them from sin and bring them back in a relationship with him. All the knowledge and wisdom Eve desired, she already had in God. According to Colossians 2, verse 3, we have everything we need in God. We just have to trust and obey his word. Jesus gave his life to keep us from eternal sin and death. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30 says, "It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, redemption, and our rightness." He helps us live holy. He redeems us. He rescues us. He is the one who makes us new. The trees in the garden couldn't rescue them. There was a plan Satan could not stop. Jesus died on a tree years later to rescue us and save us. The wages of sin is death, but God is a gift to us in eternal life through him. Amen for that lifeline. To 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "When anyone lives in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation." When we live in Christ Jesus, we can taste and see that he is good. We don't need a tree for that. We live in him and obey his word. We don't have to live in life as immortal sinners. We get a better gift, eternal life, through him. We may not have been the first man and woman to be created, but we live in him and we can be a new creation.